As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Bird Show.
I don't know where the darkest comes from. Maybe it's because I'm a mom now. I don't know if that's that. You may want to add that to your list, Abby. Or maybe that's a plus.
But I'm already dark, and I don't have children. Oh. I have all the dark humor without the responsibility.
So this year we are doing a bracketed tournament because it is that time of year, and normally we do baby madness and have these cute, adorable babies. But this year we decided to do a little twist on our bracket, and we have a busted baby bracket. So we are now in the Uggo 8. Today is your last day to vote to see who will advance to the Fugly 4, okay? So you got to get your votes in today. You go to thebirthshow.com. You will see the bracket. You check them out. My baby is still in it. My little sweet melted gummy bear is still cruising along. I think it's baby number 29.
Yep.
My baby's still riding too. Baby number 6. I got all the faith in the world. number 6.
Yeah, with your conehead baby. So head to thebirthshow.com and make your vote count, and then we will reveal tomorrow who made it into the Fugly 4. All right, so she wants to stop treating her husband like crap, and she needs our help. I feel like that is kind of a odd ask.
Is this Free Therapy Thursday?
I feel like this is kind of obvious. Like, if you want to stop treating your husband like crap,
stop.
I don't know. That's it.
End of bit.
Yeah.
Next one.
Done. So she apparently, there was an incident at a pickleball tournament.
Oh, that's what always go down.
And she feels really bad about it. And Mo has the email.
Hi, Bird Show. Not sure if you can offer any advice or if you have one of your experts on speed dial.
Nope.
But
you're stuck with us, minus Bert, minus Cassie. Godspeed.
Good luck to you.
Me, unmarried. Mo, unmarried. Kristen, married to Bart.
And I piss him off every day. I annoy the crap out of my husband. So, yeah, you're best of luck.
Well, unfortunately, she still needs some help.
Okay.
To give some background, the women in my family have a long history of treating the men in their lives like garbage.
That's unfortunate.
Wow. Since childhood, I've witnessed my aunts and mother talk down to my uncles and my dad and treat them like they are stupid. Sometimes they can even cause a scene in public.
Have you ever been out in public when you see somebody talk down to their significant other? It is so uncomfortable.
It's very awkward.
Oh, no, I love it. I love seeing couples fight.
Oh,
it's so fun.
It makes you happy about being single.
I'll be ordering extra appetizers. I'll be like, bring on the burrata. We got a show now.
Oh, man. I will never forget, like, watching Kate Plus 8 back in the day. I used to love that show, right? With Kate Gosselin and John Gosselin, and the way that she would speak to him in public was just so demeaning, and it's like major ick. Hated it.
I hate to see it.
I forgot how big that show was. Tell me why at the age of 11 I was invested in their divorce.
I have no idea.
The worst part is that it is usually about trivial things not being done the way they would have them done. I have never understood why most of them put up with it, and promised myself that I would never be like that. But here we are. I've been with my husband for 20 years, and we have recently started playing pickleball. We were in the tournament, and he made several really silly mistakes while I was playing great. I actually belittled him in front of several people over pickleball. The worst part is that we won the tournament and are barely speaking. Like, that's a problem. How did y'all win and y'all still mad at each other? I feel sick and embarrassed about the way I treated him. I don't want to make excuses for my behavior, but it was as if I was seeing red and lost control of my reactions. It's like my filter just shut down and every terrible thought just comes flying out. If I reversed the situation, he had talked to me like that, I probably would have packed my bags. Have you ever looked in the mirror and just not liked the person looking back at you? That is where I'm at right now and need to know what I can do to break the cycle and do better. Thanks.
All right. This is going to be like a broken record. So if you're trying to break the cycle, you're going to need a good therapist to help you do that. What I want to commend you for is that you're self-aware. Like, you know that this is learned behavior. You're self-aware. You saw your aunts do it. You saw your mom do it. And you saw how that affected the men in their life. So, of course, you don't want to do that to your husband. And you don't want to make your husband feel that way. And the fact that you actually feel remorse for your actions, right? You did this and you genuinely feel bad. So, I think you go to him and you sit down. You have an adult conversation.
Uh-huh.
Something our listeners love, hate to do. You have an adult conversation. You sincerely apologize, but be like, I don't expect you to accept this apology. I can only hope that you accept my change of behavior, because an apology means absolutely nothing if you don't change the behavior. And the way that you can show him your change in the behavior is by going to therapy, because you got to unlearn whatever was you witnessed and was ingrained in you as a child, because you're an adult and you know better. Like, and that's one of these things where it's like, it's not fair that you were subjected to that, but it's now you were, and that is, and so is life. And so now it's up to you to fix those synapses in your head so you don't lash out at your husband like that again, because he doesn't deserve that.
I completely agree. I think you do deserve kudos for accountability and self-awareness, for sure. That's the first step, is fixing any problem. And maybe you can do some type of awareness check. Like, my grandmother's idea is always to wear a rubber band. And whenever you start doing the thing that you were trying to change, pop yourself so that you can, in that moment, realize this is exactly what I need to be working on.
And make sure rubber's not too tight.
Yeah. It's no, without context, are we just leaving that there?
Yes, we are.
It's okay.
If you missed that, when Mo told it the first time, you need to go to the Burt Show podcast and find it, because it was freaking hilarious.
It was. But maybe that'll help you in those moments realize that that's exactly what you're working on, because you're the only person who can truly work on that. Now, I do give her a little bit of leniency because it was a sport and I'm pretty competitive. I understand the competitiveness that can come out in those situations.
This ain't Travis Kelce on the sideline right. with his coach. You know what I mean? Y'all playing in a pickleball
this
tournament.
This wasn't the pickleball Super Bowl?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, we got to give you some kudos for wanting to be better, because to me, the sign of a very healthy relationship is two people coming together, putting in equal efforts to be better for each other. So I think the fact that you're already showing growth in this area is huge. What I'm a little concerned about is that you're saying that this behavior is coming out over pickleball. I play pickleball. It could not be more relaxing. It's basically big, giant ping pong. So I'm a little concerned that if you're getting this heated over the most relaxing sport I've ever played, what else is coming out? So I'm glad that you're being self-aware so you can start making some changes.
The Burt Show.